We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Those who do not know real quotes are condemned to repeat bogus quotes. Let's join Professor Buzzkill for Quote or No Quote.
November 1st sees the release of the long-awaited film Harriet, loosely based on the life and work of the famous abolitionist and civil rights pioneer Harriet Tubman. Of course, Tubman is best known for her work with the Underground Railroad, that informal but extensive network of guides and safe houses that helped conduct fugitive Southern slaves to freedom in the North, in Canada, and free territories. Now, advance word has reached us here at the Buzzkill Institute that, like most films, Harriet mixes history and legend, myth and memory, and fact and fiction. And we hope to bring you more shows on Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad, but for this quote or no quote episode, we've chosen the famous, "I freed thousands of slaves. I could have freed thousands more if they had known they were slaves." This is attributed to Harriet Tubman and is bound to appear increasingly in social media during the next few months as the film is seen by audiences across the country. Now, this quote is interesting to people like me because it carries with it a few of the biggest warning signs of a false attribution. That's right. There's no good evidence that Harriet Tubman ever said it. First of all, Tubman scholars have found no instance of it in the various biographies and publications from the 19th century that claim to be based on interviews with her. Now, there are several problems with these 19th century sources, but we'll cover those in a later, fuller Tubman show. And chronology is important here. Not only are there no instances of this statement from Tubman's own lifetime, it does not seem to appear anywhere until the early 1990s. Like so many others, this misattributed quote started showing up in some collections of writings of important African Americans near the end of the 20th century. A lot of these are likely orphaned quotations, those that were written or said by someone relatively unknown, but since they sounded like they could have been said by a prominent hero from history, they get attached to that person. This happens all the time with Churchill, Lincoln, and Einstein quotes, for instance. It's as if people won't pay attention to a quote or a sentiment, no matter how interesting or inherently true and meaningful, unless it is followed by the name of a well-known historical figure, especially someone considered highly moral and spiritual. There's also no evidence that Harriet Tubman ever claimed to have freed thousands of slaves. Again, we'll cover this in a later fuller show on the Underground Railroad, but scholars of the various slave freedom movements and organizations have concluded that Tubman directly freed about 70 slaves by conducting them more or less herself on the Underground Railroad, and that she provided essential information and directions to probably 50 more slaves who were trying to escape. Now, as you can imagine, freeing one slave was extremely dangerous, and to do it repeatedly was a tremendously brave thing for one individual to do. So the fact that the number of slaves Tubman freed was around 150 or so, and not, quote, thousands, shouldn't be taken as any kind of criticism or tearing down this great figure. But as so often happens, numbers are the easiest thing to inflate when these stories are retold, when quotations are retailed, and when sayings are repeated. Finally, the second sentence in the quote, "I could have freed thousands more if they had known they were slaves," is definitely not a 19th century sentiment or conception. Anti-slavery rhetoric of that period was full of images of suffering, using all sorts of allusions to Old Testament slavery, to Roman slavery, and of course to American slavery. Slaves were often depicted as praying for salvation, yearning to become free in this life or the next, and hoping for a savior. There's no evidence for the idea that slaves were so fully entrenched in the slave system that they didn't realize that they were enslaved, either in reality or in metaphor, which is sort of the, what the Tubman quotation, misattributed quotation, is leaning towards. If anything, modern scholarship has proven one thing over and over. Slaves were very often the agents of their own eventual freedom, and they could hardly do that if they didn't consider themselves slaves. Of course, the slave system and the culture of slavery was so complete that it took many heroes like Harriet Tubman to work directly and forcefully against it. They were essential in helping some slaves to gain their freedom and to redeem the humanity that they all knew in their souls they possessed, but was being denied to them. Talk to you next week.